King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of the material and spiritual energies, who is certainly the creator of the entire cosmos, creates the time factor to allow the material energy and the living entity to act within the limits of time. Thus, the Supreme Personality is never under the time factor, nor under the material energy purpose. One should not think that the Lord is dependent on the time factor. He actually creates the situation by which material nature acts and by which the conditioned soul is placed under material nature. Both the conditioned soul and the material nature act within the time factor, but the Lord is not subject to the actions and reactions of time, for time has been created by Him. To be more clear, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that creation, maintenance and annihilation are all under the supreme will of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice of the standard of Bharata and its predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Since Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the controller of everything, when He appears, He is not within the limitations of material time. Sanma karma chamedhyam. In this verse, the verbs kalam, charantam, shijatisha, ashayam indicate that although the Lord acts within time, whether sattvagun, rajagun or tamagun is prominent, one should not think that the Lord is under time's control. Time is within His control, for He creates time to act in a certain way. He is not working under the control of time. Creation of the material world is one of the Lord's pastimes. Everything is fully under His control. His creation takes place when Rajagun is prominent. The Lord creates the necessary time to give facilities for Rajagun. Similarly, He also creates the necessary times for maintenance and annihilation. Thus this verse establishes that the Lord is not under the limitations of time. As stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Controller, Sachidananda Vikra. He possesses a blissful spiritual body. Anadi, He is not subordinate to anything. As the Lord confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Mata Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Sananjaya. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Nothing can be above Krishna, for He is the controller and creator of everything. The Mayavadi philosophers say that this material world is mithya, false, and that one should therefore not bother about this mithya creation, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. But this is not correct. Here it is said, Satyakrit, whatever is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satyam Param, cannot be called mithya. The cause of the creation is satya, true. So how can the effect of the cause be mithya? The very word satyakrit is used to establish that everything created by the Lord is sexual, never false. The creation may be temporary, but it is not false. Kalam sarantam Sijatisa Asayam Radhanakumyam Naradeva Satyakrit. O great King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of the material and spiritual energies, who is certainly the creator of the entire cosmos, creates the time factor to allow the material energy and the living entity to act within the limits of time. Thus the Supreme Personality is never under the time factor, nor under the material energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead described here creates a stage. On which the living entity can act. When you consider this example of the stage, you can deduct an interesting principle from it. A stage, first of all, is built after a reality, and second of all, in other words, it's a reflection of the real world. And second of all, it is there only for a limited time. When the play is over, the stage becomes dismantled and is finished. In the same way, the material energy is a stage where we all can play our little ego games. It's not a real, it's not, let me say like this, it is a reflection of the reality. It is not a false thing. Stage is not false in itself, you can touch the props, but it is, how do you say, only a reflection, eine Nachahmung, eine Nachbildung of the reality. So, Krishna makes it possible for us to play our little games on this stage. He gives the space and the time for the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance, and the mode of goodness, which all become, so to say, the insulators of the games in the material world, of the place in the material world. Now an intelligent person becomes interested in life beyond the reflection, and he thinks very much of disentangling himself from the material world. This disentanglement from Maya is not always easy, because as we are learning, once we turn our back to Krishna, we become so much involved in things which are not true. It is described that a knot has been accumulated around our soul. The knot of fruitive work or material desires for material activities is a very, very big knot. And only a very intelligent and strong person will be able to cut that knot of material bondage. I want to draw to your attention an interesting little thing which is told about Alexander the Great. When he was young, his father took him to where there was a big knot, the golden snowden, it had been said that anyone who unties the knot will become a big king. This was the prophecy, the foretelling. So Alexander the Great, or at that time he was just Alexander the Small, I suppose, he was a young boy only, took his verse is without caring to disentangle himself, you know, to unbind the knot. He just took this word and bang, hit it upon the knot, which then fell. So there was one person next to this. It was not the prescribed measurement. The aufgabe, the task was untie and to turn. But he had understood the essence. That is, he had taken the knife and just his sword and just cut the knot. And so this man saw it and he said, without any doubt, this Alexander will become a great king. And we all know he actually did become quite successful and quite, how do you say, well known and influential, etc. So this material, our material existence, similarly, has been compared to a knot. I want to ask you all, what is your program to untie your knot to material existence? Have you ever thought about that you are bound, a bound soul? Tantram Urudam Nibada. Bhagavatam says each one of us is bound by a big knot, by these big ropes of material life. Look at you. You are bound. Everything is all tightly together. So what is your plan? Obviously we can't just go to the to take a sword and just hit upon the knot and then our material existence will be finished. But what is your sword-like activity? Mangala, what do you do? Do you follow the question? Not really. I think you'd talk with Kalyani a little bit. Little communication, Gurukul communication. So, what is your practical program? I think you have an idea. Go to Vrindavan. I cut the knot of material existence by going to Vrindavan. But you take your mind with you in your luggage. Gopal, ich heirate.
Maybe more service in devotion and proper chanting.
More service in devotion and proper chanting.
That must do get out of.
At least the plan.
Plan, yes.
So,
Gadara's plan is the program is to get the sword of knowledge from the scripture, yes, and then sharpen it by devotional service. The sword of knowledge will be sharpened by Gadara. Did you say this? Something similar to this, yes. But this is how it's stated in the scripture, is your point. So, get this word of knowledge and sharpen it by devotional service. So this is what you will do. Other programs? Go Gandhi. I try to follow instructions and think very deeply, but what does it mean to read? To get the thread of knowledge and then to sharpen it by devotion. So same program. Interesting. Well, it's a very interesting point if you notice how Alexander fulfills the duty of untying the knot in a very special way. I was thinking about, first of all, trying to understand the essence. See, Alexander's example shows us that he understood the essence. The knot had to be finished. He did not go in the detail of untying it, but he just knew it had to be finished. It is very difficult to untie a Gordon's knot. I don't... Is this not the Gordon's? It's the Gordon's knot, isn't it? Yes, it's the Gordon's knot. It's a very, very famous big knot like this. So it was not possible to really think of him to untie it. So Prabhupada said, I just read it this morning, and therefore I have a very interesting answer. The essence of this movement for Krishna consciousness is to free us from material entanglement, and we shall do so by two ways. One is, we make a plan how to please the Lord, and the second is, you simply go back home, back to God. This is the essence of material existence. Some of them say, no, wait a minute, material life is so important, you have to think about this, you have to read Roger Penrose's new work, Des Kaisers Neue Kleider, to understand really the importance and the interesting features of this world. But a devotee understands this material world is Dhrashaya. It's a place where I cannot find shelter. I cannot do anything to make this material world into a very nice situation. It just will not work. I may dream and dream and plan and plan, but the material world by its very nature is just a temporary stage, a stage where miseries are inflicted upon me until finally I understand that I am made for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a simple thought of a devotee and a simple reaction. Prabhupada explains an interesting little anecdote which can tell us how plan making to untie the knot of material existence, you know, the knot of suffering and become happier in this world, will not work. He speaks about a potter who goes, you know, who makes clay pots and he begins to plan like this. He says, when I have 10 clay pots, I will sell them and I will get the material to produce 20 clay pots. And then I sell them and get the material to make 40 clay pots and sell them. And then I will buy a horse they will multiply, and by sell the excess horses and buy cows, then they will also multiply. They will sell the excess cows and milk and buy a house. Then I will marry. So he's planning like this while he is sleeping in his pottery shop underneath the, what was it, his investment, I think, was 5 pots. So then, as he brings along, he sees himself in his house, fully married, with a child, and he was reading the Bhagavad Gita. His wife comes and wants a zari or something new, and he becomes so angry in his dream that he actually kicks his poor wife. And while she's kicking, all of a sudden, brum, 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 the pots under which he slept are falling down and breaking into pieces. And in this way, he is not only awakened from his dream, he is also, how do you say it? He's not only awakened from the dream, his whole life stops right there. So we may dream to become successful residents of this material universe. That's the point of this story. We may have many, many plans how we can live a fulfilled life. Unfortunately, they will not work. We have not come to the proper place to execute these plans. What we have to learn here is two things. Please the Lord and go back to Him. This is the whole sum and substance of this great movement for Krishna consciousness. Now, it is said, for one who has obtained the pleasure of the Lord, there's nothing impossible to be reached. Someone who has pleased Krishna in a genuine way, he can be sure that Krishna himself will take care of his concerns. Also the concern of becoming free from the knot which binds us to material existence. It's not easy to cross the material world and go back home, back to Godhead. The example Prabhupada is giving is the example of Hanuman and the other monkeys who were at the bank of the South Indian continent. There was and they wanted to go to Sri Lanka. So Hanuman could do it, but the others could not do it. There's a saying in this regard: big, big monkey, big, big belly, silent jumping melancholy. That means he's a big monkey, he has so much strength, but when it comes to going to Ceylon or Lanka, he is melancholic. He can't do it. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping melancholy. It's a baro barare baro barapet lanka dingake mata kare het. Let's see, Bengali proverb. So in the same way, devotees who become older in Krishna consciousness get a big, big belly, but they can't they feel their life is not really so successful because they can't cross over the ocean of material existence. They can't become free from entanglement. Isn't it? This sometimes is there in this feeling. We may not get a big belly, but we may get a big headache from our attempts to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. But if we understand that we have to plan, to make our plan with Krishna by pleasing Him, it is very easy. Here, I want to read to you from Prabhupada's explanation. Hanuman simply bowed down. So this plan is meant how? By chanting Jai Ram, I'll jump over the other part of the material world. That is required. Not to work hard to improve your material condition. That will never be possible. Tas yaiva heto prayate tako vido na labate yat brahmatam upariyada. You cannot get happiness within this material world. So, let us understand this movement for Krishna consciousness very good. Our process of disentangling us will be to jump over to the other part of existence, that is the spiritual world, and we will do this by chanting Jai Ram or Hare Krishna. This is one of the major tenets of this Krishna consciousness movement. This is all what I wanted to speak today to you. Or do you have any questions regarding these points? I see both of our devotees from Sarajevo. Prabhupada once told my brother to never sit like this. I do not really know why. I think it is disrespectful. This is how I feel towards Krishna. We should always sit like this if possible. Sometimes we may have to sit like this. But we should not sit like hippies. I was there, Prabhupada went up in his younger son, my brother was sitting like this, and Prabhupada went like, don't sit like this, he said like this, in the younger son. I think I told Francis already a few times, but it helps her to remember. So, I think you have all come from Sweden. You must have many questions because usually you write towards love. Yes. Actually a great wonderful determination of a devotee becomes pleased to help conditioned souls. See, Lord Chaitanya, if we look from one perspective, is even greater than Krishna. If we look at the perspective of magnanimity, magnanimity means Hare Krishna, welcome. Please have dalsa. So we look from the perspective of magnanimity, that is mercy, then Lord Chaitanya is greater than Krishna. Go to think about it. He gives the mercy to even unqualified people like Jagai and Madhai. Krishna never did that. So from this perspective, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful, and his movements to spread Krishna consciousness to the fallen souls is also more glorious than just the movement that one wants to think about Krishna and just read about him, chant his holy name. This preaching mission is very, very glorious, because fallen souls are reached by it and are elevated through it. So if you do have the desire to be engaged in this preaching mission, that is certainly very good. You will have to ask the question, to how can I become an tool. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn that Krishna tells Arjuna to become an instrument or tool on the field of Kurukshetra. So you will also have to meditate how you can become an instrument or tool in the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for that, mainly two things are required. You need to be connected with the spiritual master through initiation. That's one thing. And you need to be purified. See, the process of initiation helps us to get transcendental knowledge, and it helps us to become free from these karmic entanglements. So we want to become a tool in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. We should aspire very strongly to become purified from our karmic entanglements. We should desire strongly that our material desires do not intervene any longer. We can arrange our lives in such a way that we can become inspired more for service. We can arrange our minds in such a way that they are purified and inspired in Krishna consciousness. It's enough to be an instrument in the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. More you can't obtain Thomas love. You have to ask the question, how can I become a good instrument? There's nothing more glorious than to be an instrument. See, we in the West always make plans how we are the doers and controllers, that we are used. In Krishna consciousness we want to think, how can Krishna act through us? How can the spiritual master act through us? How can we become an instrument? This is a meditation of a Krishna conscious devotee. Oh, I want to be just imagine the hammer, the flute is an instrument of Krishna. The flute always thinks, when will I again be used by the Supreme Lord, and when will Krishna blow through me? This is the meditation of the flute. It's so glorious. There is an example of the conch shell of Krishna, the Panchadhyanya conch shell. When Krishna blows in it, it becomes red. Did you know this? So then Prabhupada explains to the purpose how the Lord, when the Lord touches someone or something, then that becomes spiritualized. So when you become an instrument, a conch shell, so to say, in the hands of the Lord, oh, that will be your great success. That will be wonderful. And you will be totally spiritualized. What is it? Isn't that enough? That's enough? Certainly. The contact with Mahatma will give that attached devotee purification. He will be purified more and more, and then his unflinching attraction to Krishna is there. Now, in the process of purification, sometimes devotees unfortunately become resentful. Resentful means enough purification. Widerwillig. That is the case in insincere disciples. When they are associating with their spiritual master, or their spiritual master gives them an instruction which they do not want to follow, they become resentful, widerwillig. And they think, enough of this purification. I'm attracted to my old ways. I do not want to jump, so to say. I do not want to continue. This is how it works in spiritual life. By contact with the Mahatma, our great soul, we are shown the way how to improve ourselves. But then if we keep, so to say, our old attachments, then there will be a point where we either leave them or we distance ourselves from our spiritual master. Now, when we leave our old attachments and we surrender more, it will be possible for us to cross over to make further advancement in Krishna consciousness. We do not leave and become attracted to Krishna. We do not do this, then even though we are in contact with the movement for Krishna consciousness, and even though we are in contact with Srila Prabhupada and our own spiritual master, we will not be able to really utilize this. It was interesting yesterday I thought about this one story, how Duryodhana was very, very attached to material life. Now, Krishna had come to his own court, imagine. So he thought, well, this is a wonderful opportunity. Krishna's on the side of the Pandavas. I will simply capture Krishna and imprison him. So he told his brother Dushasan to bind the Lord. Imagine. So Dushasan was coming with a big rope to bind Krishna, to imprison him. At this moment, Satyaki wanted to draw his sword and kill Dushasan. But Krishna said, no, no, Prasad. And displayed his universal form. Many forms were emanating from him. Rishis were there, paying their respectful obeisances. Many sons, you know, like this. And Dushasan was getting bewildered. What should he bind? Where should he start? With such a fool, imagine. So the blind Dhritarashtra at that moment heard how Narada Muni and all the rishis were glorifying Krishna in his partial manifestation of the universal form. So Dhritarashtra said, my dear Krishna, I want to see this, please. Take away the blindness from my eyes. He was physically blind. But Krishna told him, you can see even while being blind, it's spiritual anyway. And then Dhritarashtra could see with his blind eyes. But Dushasan and Duryodhana could not see. Even the blind men could see Lalita. They not, because they remained attached. I mean, Duryodhana was attached to this kingdom, isn't it? He just wanted this kingdom. So, we can only develop faith and attraction to Krishna if we are willing to be guided. But most of the time we are not willing. We are just, we are like people who suffer from a disease, but who somehow do not feel inclined to take the medicine. It is sad, but it is the human bondage which is binding us. So, Dobro, now I think we have discussed everything. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Visi Gaunitaya ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Ariyal Gaur.